Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday. Guess what, guys? Guess what? So, if you listen to Freestyle Friday, I did explain that the last recording from the home studio was this week. And guess what we did? We got the band back together, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm here.
What is going on? First thing that's going on is Kawhi Leonard is not making up his motherfucking mind and got everybody in the NBA on hostage right now, including the Lakers and LeBron. That's about all that matters. LeBron matters. LeBron lives matter. That's my motto. And then we have a parade that went on the 4th of July this year. Very, very, very big parade.
You mean like every 4th of July?
But this one was special. This was, how much more did that parade cost?
I have no idea.
It's like $40 million that they took from the VA fund in order to throw a parade for the 4th of July.
Honoring veterans, I guess, right? From the VA fund.
You can't. He's not. No. It's not. It's a show of power from a draft dodger.
I was getting dressed yesterday morning, and when they announced that they were going to be cutting to it in a few moments, I immediately turned my TV off. Like, I could not find my remote fast enough.
What channel were you watching?
It was a local channel. I don't remember if it was 2 or 4 or whatever, but it was local. Okay.
Yeah,
there's a reason I'm asking that.
I'm sure.
And
there
I'm
is.
Sure we'll get there later.
Maybe. You gotta lead us there, Mr. Research Guy.
Yeah, so I did do my research, right, on this one, because I just didn't know, like, what the history of the 4th of July parade was and how they have been ran in the past. But one of the first things that I thought was interesting is that the only stations that actually aired it was ETV and Fox.
Wow.
So none of the other major networks aired it. So that's why I was asking you what you were watching. And I'm assuming... Out of those two, you weren't watching Fox, right?
Well, I wasn't watching ETV and I wasn't watching Fox, so that can't be 100% correct. I was watching one of the morning shows, and usually, I can't swear to it, but usually I watch the Today Show. So, but it had to be either Today or GMA. Like, it had to be one of those because What's I don't GMA? Have cable. Good Morning Good America.
Okay. Yeah. I was like...
So, I don't have cable. So, it had to be a local channel, and they didn't air the entire thing, but they did say that the president was about to get up to speak and that they were going to pan to it. And so as soon as I heard that, I was out.
I never tried to do Trump voice. Well, you know, I need to learn how to do Trump voice.
You should work on it.
I should work on it so that I could diss him.
He's such a disgusting and filthy human being.
He is. So it was something I was going to talk about, but just the parade by itself. So God helped us out a little bit anyway, because he rained and thunderstormed on the parade, and it didn't last anyway. So, and they said it was such a bad turnout. Was it like barely people there?
To be honest, I don't know how many people showed up.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't have time. So, I wasn't at home when that happened. So
just because I like to. Know what I'm talking about when I rebuttal someone, and maybe I would have saw something I liked anyway, but I was gonna watch it just for it, but I got caught up in Game of Thrones.
What season are you on, bud?
I just started season 2.
You should stop watching it now.
I've watched it all the way until season 5.
Maybe I'll start watching.
Yeah, you should just stop watching it because the ending's so bad. You're just gonna be like, okay, I wasted all this time watching this show for no reason.
Be disappointed. I've already.
It's never about the destination.
About it.
It's about the journey. And so many people enjoy the show.
Unless you're watching a TV show where you want a good ending, and then it's more about the ending than it is about the journey.
Nope. Because season after season after season, all I heard was, "Oh my God, it's the best show ever!" And I heard this from all different kinds of people. So
I would have been one of them,
right? So you enjoyed watching it for 13 seasons, and or however many seasons there were. I just pulled that number out of the air. You enjoyed watching it for however long you enjoyed watching it, and the ending sucked. Move on with life. It doesn't negate the entire 7 seasons that you watched.
Did it stay true to the books?
Well, so like the way that the like the foreshadowing went and how it was supposed to end and who was supposed to be in power and that kind of thing, it definitely ruined the entire show and everything that they had been setting
up. That's not how life works.
And the reasons they had been setting everything up the way that they've been setting
it up. That's not how life works. It's like what's the movie back in the day with the Griswolds? Family Vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they got there and the park was closed. So what? The trip was amazing. Right? Like the trip was amazing. The experience was amazing. Who cares if the park was closed?
But then what did they do when the park was closed?
They turned around and they went home.
But no, they went in the park.
Okay.
They went in the park.
Yeah.
So they completed their mission. They completed the reason they were there.
They did.
You see what I'm saying?
They absolutely did it.
But anyways, the parade.
The parade was, how long was it?
I have no idea how long it was. I know it was, every service was there. They did plane flights. They did, I think, tanks and missiles and all kinds of stuff.
Of course they did.
Lions parading. And tigers and bears too?
I don't think so. No, they're not really part of the military.
Oh.
So they left them out this time.
We don't have like a lion copter or something?
You tell me, buddy.
We have a lion president is what we have.
You tell me. That was perfect.
That's what we have.
I wasn't in the military, so I don't know.
I know we have weapons with animal names.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Do we still have Tomahawk missiles? Do we still call those Tomahawk missiles?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Raytheon product.
Oh, I really like that.
Buy your stock now.
But yeah, that's so what else been going crazy? Other than Kawhi. I still want to talk about Kawhi, but I know I'm the only one that's paying attention to this Kawhi Leonard story.
Yep.
You don't watch basketball? You don't watch LeBron? I got a quick question for you, though, while we are here. WNBA, NBA, do you think that the games are becoming closer and closer as far as what the sport looks like?
I don't watch either of them, so I don't know that I can answer that question.
You're football.
When did your boycott of the NBA start? No, you boycotted the NFL.
NFL, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Okay, my bad.
What's this, year three?
I think this will be year three.
Yeah, it'll be year three.
Yeah.
I don't have school to keep me busy anymore. I'm probably going to be watching it.
You're going to watch football. You were probably watching it the whole time, just telling everybody you weren't.
Let me find out that your convictions are a matter of convenience.
Nah, it was very inconvenient for me to miss football. Very inconvenient for me to miss football.
Oh.
You say, have you met me? I do everything the hard way.
Okay.
Everything the hard way. So, but yeah.
But no, so I still don't think that women's sports will ever be equal to men's sports. Just saying.
So have you ever seen Legends Football?
From a matter of.
You ever seen the Legend Football League?
No.
Mm-mm-mm. That's way more interesting.
Why? What is the Legends Football League?
It's women in lingeroonies.
In lingerie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Playing football, tackling
each other. Out of where?
Oh, we had this conversation at work one day. I'd never heard of it, and somebody brought it up, and it was a whole big debate because someone else in the office said that it was not a legitimate sport, that it was just soft porn. And the person who was defended and who happened to be a female was very upset by that reduction.
Yeah, because it's actual. Yeah, they tough.
But why did they have to do it in lingerie?
So they set
because
it
they up want little, men to watch.
They set it up a little bit so that people are watching more.
That's what they want. They're driving. Why do people go to Hooters? Some people go for the wings. Most people don't go for the wings.
Hooters has an amazing menu. Like their food is sure legitimately good.
It's underrated.
But that's the thing. They didn't underrated. Have to be good initially, but over time they needed to become better at it. And they had time to do that because people were coming in the doors to look at Hooters.
Hooters have been enough to maintain the crowds if the food wasn't good though?
Probably. Because people are disgusting and they like only I don't know. They want to look but not touch. People deep down are disgusting.
The president is.
Yeah. That's why everybody think it's really weird when I talk about
on it today, man.
The president is disgusting. But everybody think it's really weird that when I go to strip clubs, I don't get lap dances. I stay on the stage because I don't want all that on me.
You're on the stage?
You don't want all of what?
Or he's on the stage.
I don't like vagina on me unless I get to use it.
But he's you missed that he's on the stage.
I've been on stage before. I used to be an exotic dancer back when I was 17.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that. So the strip club that I the strip club that I have frequented in Atlanta is a very interesting dynamic because if you get a lap dance on the floor, you can't touch the dancer. Right. The dancer can give you the lap dance or whatever.
They can touch you all they want to, though.
Right, but you can't touch the dancer if you're on the floor. Now, if you've paid extra to go in VIP, which is still technically on the floor, just a different section,
right?
Then you get a lap dance, the dancer can touch you, you can touch the dancer. And then there is, of course, the champagne room. Yeah, so very interesting setup. And I guess I've never been in the champagne room. I'm not about that life. But apparently anything goes. Whatever you and the dancer agree to. Back there is fine.
Yeah. So I would stay at the stage. I used to always stay at the stage. Because I don't like it on me like that.
Okay. whatever you say, I don't like all that on me. I just keep picturing... I keep picturing the scene in Shaft where Samuel L. Jackson answers the door and he has glitter all around his goatee.
The new Shaft?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to go watch that one.
It's actually pretty good. I did not expect it to be a comedy, but it's like a straight up comedy, but it's good. It's good.
Okay. So back on subject. So tell us some more about this tradition.
Traditionally speaking, these parades and shows of force have been something the United States has done for a long time, right? So we've been actually doing these since the Civil War. So once the North won the Civil War,
right,
they did a parade through D.C. With, I think it was like 80,000 men. They also paraded like all the cattle and anything that walked that they stole from the South, but followed their parade.
Okay.
Along the way. So
it was like a million person march?
No, it was like 80,000
person. 80,000 person.
March. Yeah. Yeah. And it was a two-day event too. So they did and then a lot of the freed slaves marched as well with them and everything. So they've been doing parades like this for a long time.
So the most celebrated 4th of July was what? 17 what?
The most celebrated?
No, the year that what year are you talking?
This was after Civil War. So this was like in 1800s.
63, 64.
Okay.
Because 65 is June 10th.
That's like the first like documented like parade that they have done, like a military parade.
Okay, but not the first celebrated 4th of July.
No.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, because we were absolutely still in the cotton fields then. But I just needed to get...
1776?
Yeah. I just needed to get...
Civil War is when the freed slaves marched with the Union troops. After they won the Civil War. We did it after World War One. We did it after World War Two. We did it many times on July 4th and Memorial Day and Veterans Day. So they've been parading forever. One of the biggest ones, and probably the one that showed a lot of other countries how to do it as well, because, again, this like show of force parade is really like a United States thing. Like, we started it. And then everybody else took it from us, and then we kind of backed off on it.
We're
getting into it again, right? But the one that kind of showed the world was after, in 91, after the Desert Storm War was over.
Right.
They did a big parade where they had, same thing, they took bombs and tanks and troops through and paraded through the streets of Washington. And like George H.W. was out there shaking hands with generals and stuff. And that was really like the last time that we did like the military force parade. And since then, the North Koreas of the world, the Russias of the world, all of that, they started doing it then and like driving their trucks with big ass missiles on the back of it through like the Red Square and, you know, through like whatever they call that in Pyongyang and North Korea. But
look at me,
even in 91, it was still, there was still a point of contention because of the cost for it.
Right.
So because there's obviously going to be a cost because these people are they're government employees, right, being in the military.
Right.
So they have to pay them to be there. They have to pay them to travel there. They have to pay for these armaments to show up and then to drive them around. There's gas costs. There's police costs. There's costs for everything that they do. So even in 91, it was a big deal, but a lot of people still turned out for it because we just finished a war. Everybody was happy except when they got the bill.
So and I'm asking this as a general question, are we in the middle of a war still? Or are we claiming that the wars are over?
Technically, we haven't been in a war since Desert Storm.
Nah, Iraqi freedom and Enduring Freedom, I was in those.
Those weren't technically wars.
They were technically not on paper, because Congress did not approve either of them.
But how do I get both these checks for being in a war?
Because your chief of whatever, what are they called? What's the president called?
Chief of staff?
No, commander in chief. Your commander in chief told you that you were going over there.
Yeah, you want to know the story about that?
So Congress didn't approve it, but the president, who has the ultimate power as the commander in chief, sent his forces there.
You know, I was in Puerto Rico when they decided we was going to war. And I was in Puerto Rico about to pay some money so I get me some Puerto Rican stuff from this little nice young lady. And then the flag went up, because when you're on the ship, they roll up a popper flag. Popper flag means bring your ass back to the ship because we're about to go.
So you have to keep your eye on the ship at all times just to make sure?
Someone is watching the ship, and then they send word verbally back. But they also blow a whistle.
Yeah, they do.
You got to be an earshot of a whistle, too. You can hear 500 feet away.
You can hear the whistle for miles off.
Oh, they blow like a steam-powered whistle, not like a... Okay.
You thought they were like the whistle you get out of a Cracker Jack box? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, we was in Puerto Rico for a maximum, I think, not altogether 9 hours, but off the ship, it was like 3 hours. So
it moves fast.
And then we was like, yeah, we was on our way home. We was coming back home. We had a little 2 week trip on the coast of Puerto Rico. Can't talk about what we did there, but some people, you could look and see what the Navy does to Puerto Rico when they go over there. But got off the ship.
Apparently spurs the hooker market.
We had everybody had like apartments and all that stuff. And then they told us we weren't going to be back for a year. And we was gone from Puerto Rico. So everybody had to make plans to, like, cancel their apartments, get people to go through and get the stuff out of the apartments and put them in storage and everything like that. So it was crazy for us.
Hmm.
But I was also on a ship that had to patrol New York after 9/11. My birthday's 9/12, so I spent my birthday hungry because we didn't have food in the middle of the ocean. All these sob stories I got. Yeah, man. That's what happens when you go to war. I have war stories. I also bumped my knee on one of the
when you
stairs.
Go to wars that weren't actually wars.
So, but yeah, that's cool. We need to go to commercial break. We've been
after
on this thing for 20 minutes.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook at DistractNet, on Twitter at Distract_net, on our website www.distractionnetwork.com, or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
And we are back. So something else came on the news a couple of days ago, and I just saw that today. imagine looking into a camera or looking at your Instagram feed. And you see this nice young lady, thin hips, thick thighs. I wasn't looking at that, but somebody said that.
No, she was a very attractive. She was a very attractive girl. Nice, which when I saw it, said to me, that's exactly why she felt like she could do that.
Yeah, because
she's one of the beautiful people and probably a person of privilege, and felt like that was okay. So this chick goes into Walmart, and I guess it's like a thing now. People are doing it. I don't know if it's a challenge, but they're just imitating her. But she goes into Walmart, into the dairy case. She grabs some ice cream. She opens it, and she licks it a few times, and then puts the lid back on and puts it back on the shelf.
What kind of motherfucker?
Yeah, in the words of my grandmother, nasty heifer.
Yeah. And it had to be Bluebell.
But what she didn't know, and see, this is what it was, Bluebell ice cream.
Texas.
This is what tripped her up, and this article may tell you that. And this is why you just don't do stuff, right? This is why you follow the rules. Because I'm sure in her mind, when she put that on social media, I'm in Walmart, nobody knows me, blah, blah, blah. But that particular Walmart, and I don't know what it was, but it was something very unique about the way that they merchandise their shelves. And so when Walmart saw it, they almost immediately knew which location it was.
Damn.
Like, they pinpointed it almost immediately. And she's been identified. They haven't released her name, though. She could face up to 20 years. And I hope she gets all 20. I hope she gets all 20.
20 years. Damn. She should at least have somebody look at the thing. So when she said it back and she walk off, they turn the camera off, then go get it and buy it.
But you just, you know... People don't
that's
think.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It is disgusting.
Looking at the video.
And do you know, so this is my thing, and I admit it, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, but do you know how many germs live in your mouth? And then
all of
you're
them.
Putting
like
that.
Two.
Right, all of them. Very good answer. And then you're putting that on dairy.
We've agreed on something.
You're putting it on dairy so that it can culture and live forever and just, that is so nasty. That is so nice. I complained about the fact that Häagen-Dazs costs almost $6 a pint, but I thank them for that little clear film that I have to peel off before I eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I do. I hope they throw the book at her. And I'm a rule follower. Like, I get it. Like, I am a rule follower. That's just my nature. But there are reasons that rules are in place. You can't just go around doing whatever the hell you want to do. Come on, man.
She lit that ice cream like I lit my wife's booty.
Okay. And then we're
it
there.
Like every other week.
And we're there.
I mean, yeah, every other year.
And we got there
week.
Quickly.
It didn't take long.
It didn't take long.
It only
all.
Took him 3 hours in Puerto Rico.
No, in Puerto Rico, it never came to fruition. We was about to go in the room. But she didn't even get my money back either. Anyway, that Bluebell woman was nasty. And I don't think she should get 20 years for that because that was just some dumb shit.
No, she should.
But
she
should
because she's an adult and she's old enough to know better.
Creating an example as well.
I think she should do time.
And I don't know what she has. Like, who knows what she has? You know how many saliva transfer diseases there are out there?
Well, at least
no, she absolutely should get 20 years.
She had on a white shirt and she had some horse's hair in her head. Well,
shit, I must be looking at a different video because this lady does not have a white shirt on.
She doesn't? Oh, I was wrong.
She's wearing like a striped brown and like tan shirt.
How old is she? Yeah, that's the wrong one. That's not really her.
Let me see it.
Okay, well, this is here's somebody else.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's somebody else. Because it's a challenge now, right?
She gets
no, that's not the first chick who did it.
She gets her whole tongue on that ice cream.
Yeah, though. That's not the first chick who did it.
And I hope y'all... So this is some dumb shit. Guys, if you go do some dumb shit... This is the dumb ass talking on this podcast, though. So. If you're gonna do some dumb shit, like lick ice cream and put it back, right? Have somebody looking at that and then go back and buy the ice cream when the cameras are turned off or something if you go be that. Because you don't need to go to jail for that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, she's going. She's going. Probably won't do 20 years, but she's gonna get a little bit of time behind that.
And I think she should get a hefty ass fine and do like 6 months. 6 months of hard, intensive labor. In the bathroom, scrubbing floors.
She should have to lick them.
Ooh, boy. Ooh.
Well,
just saying.
The good thing about it is that her roommate is not going to have to ask her what that tongue do. Like, because she already knows. We've seen. So
what that tongue do, though?
That'll be understood.
She'll be like, have you seen my Instagram?
Big Bertha will have to ask any questions. She already knows what that tongue does.
Imagine. What you do to get in here? So there's this Bluebell challenge, and I licked some ice cream and put it back on the shelf and left the store.
Well, she'll probably brag that she was the originator because it wasn't a challenge when she did it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, she started it.
Wow.
And then
I ain't no shit.
I guess I'm not
buying
ice cream anytime soon.
Well, not the ones that don't come with some sort of seal or.
So now,
yeah, but now I have to open it to see if there's a seal there, and they'll be like.
Oh no! Well, you know,
look
some,
at that guy.
Like
look at that guy down there. He's about to do it.
Like the really cheap, and it's crazy that the cheapest ones do this. But like the Great Value brand, like they have the plastic seal around the rim outside, so you got to tear that off and then lift the lid up.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
That's crazy. I didn't even know about. But that's exactly what happened. That Advil. Well, the seal on top of pill bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how that came about?
I do remember that. That was in the '80s.
Yeah, '80s. The I forgot what it was, but somebody poisoned him.
Mm-hmm.
He went through with some pills and poisoned some bottles, and people died.
Damn.
So then they invented that seal.
I remember people were injecting stuff into him, like through the seal.
Oh,
so you still had to be careful. Like
you had to be careful like that.
It's fucked up. People fucked
up. I don't understand why. What is the pleasure in doing something when you don't even know who your victim is going to be? Right? Like how do you get any pleasure out of that?
You now like sit there and wait for the news story to break.
Right.
But like, okay. I mean, yeah, I guess. But like this chick, there would have been no news story. You know, randomly that just go around. It's kind of like people with computer viruses. Like I've never understood that either. Like you create these viruses that go out and just affect nameless, faceless victims. Like
they give people a name.
It gives people a name, but also that's like the initial step. There's other steps that have to happen after for it to like show any value, like financial value.
Mm.
But you got to create, like for instance, you got to create your army of computers before you do your next step.
Zombies.
Mm. So,
yeah. That's some cybersecurity stuff for you.
Adware, spyware shit. You know.
Mm. That's the stuff I went to school for 20 years to learn. And he knows it already because he's a nerd.
I just don't forget anything. So.
Oh, man. I wish I was that way, but I'm not. Like, anything that I don't consistently doing heavy rotation, it's gone. Like, this is valuable real estate up here. I can't afford to hold on to stuff that I currently don't have a need for. I don't retain stuff.
I just have the issue like when it comes to people names.
Oh, I don't remember names. Faces, I do not forget. It can be 20 years later, and maybe mm-hmm. I just passed you one day in the mall. But if your face registered,
mm-hmm.
I can see you 10 years down the road, and I will remember. Like, maybe not the situation or where, but, like, I've seen that person before.
Something Dre also remembers all the time, the letters on the license plate.
I do remember letters on license plate. The fact that you remember that I remember letters on license plates is funny to me.
And I remember all the odd stuff about things, so. All right, so we're going to have to go to commercial break and come back and do the final farewell.
Are you in the know? Do you want to know the latest happenings? Where to go? In today's world, it's all about encounters, learning, growing, living. It's time to do more than just exist. It's time to have an encounter. Life-changing, mind-blowing, impactful, beneficial encounters. And it's all right here at your fingertips. Encounter the magazine. Have you had an encounter today? www.encounterthemagazine.com, www.facebook.com/encounterme2, encounterme2@gmail.com. That's encounterme2@gmail.com. Encounter.
And we are back.
So when these people get here, what are we?
Is there food being served? Like, is the bar open? Like, what happens?
Oh, somebody's pulling up. So, guys,
I was going to ask you, like, when you were, no, keep it rolling. They should hear this. When I pulled up and you were directing me as to where to park in the driveway, I almost said, when I got out the car, but y'all walked in so quickly, I almost said, why does it matter where I park this time of night? Ain't like nobody's coming over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Little did I know.
But hey, guys, this is another reason why the studio has been set to move. It is 10:30 at night. I'm recording my podcast, which I do every single Friday, but I'm getting kicked out of my studio because my wife is inviting people over to the house at 10:30 at night.
So do we have a way to get listener feedback? Because I need to know if that's a common thing. Can we do like a poll on social media? Like, do you accept visitors after 10 o'clock at night?
We should do a poll like that. I need more Twitter followers, though.
That is just so bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. So, again, I guess we should go by high. We need Twitter followers. So, Dre.
Yo.
D. Mm-hmm. Tell them where they can find y'all.
So, you can find me on the gram, Instagram, Dre's World, DrezWorld, Dre's World.
You can find D at D at distractionnetwork.com. He actually got some emails. I don't know how to
did he read them, though.
Did you? Do you still get your emails?
Did I get emails? I don't know that I got emails. I might have gotten emails. I just hadn't checked them. So if I haven't responded to you, I'm sorry. But
he was like, I ain't checking them.
I'll work on that. Nah, I'll try to do better.
I erased all the emails.
I didn't get any emails.
From the server.
See, I didn't get any emails.
Because it was a lot of spam in there, too. So I couldn't on my end check. And I got like 8 different accounts I got to check now. It's hell. Well, we'll
now
be
I
got to
set up all these fake accounts again, I guess.
Nah.
There was a reason you were getting spam, bud.
All right, you
signing
can find
up for all the free.
You can find me at holiday4000 at twitter.com, holiday.x on Instagram. You can request to follow me, but I will make my account public in about a month after I get rid of all my family pictures and stuff like that. You can follow the group at DistractNet on Facebook.
So I can't tag you anymore when I post pictures of your family?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm going to make another Instagram page just for that stuff, though. Distract_net on Twitter, and you can find everything we talked about today, find the footnotes, and follow our other shows at www.distractionnetwork.com. Take care, be safe, holla. I'm focused on that finish line, developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright cause I'm on the grind.